Come on, what the fuck you doing?
You talking to me, man?
Who the fuck you think you are, huh?
You like to beat up on fucking women, is that it? Huh? Beat up on me, asshole.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you bad motherfucker, huh? I know where you live, you stupid motherfucker. I will fuck your wife.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed.
Lights. 131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. I wonder, would it take me under? I don't know. Imagine smoking weed with B jigging links with our cops harassing. I already know.
I love that song. Now I might have just changed song of the week. I'm going to have to write that one down. I got two shout outs today.
Oh, start it off.
Coe College.
Coe?
C-O-E.
Coe. C-O-E.
Okay. I don't know where the fuck that is. I want to say Iowa.
Okay. That's somewhere I've never been. I actually want to go.
What, Iowa? Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. I was there for Scotty's birthday. Or his wedding.
See? Big town, little town? Oh, you told me this story.
Yeah, yeah. It's a small town. But it's nice.
Yeah,
you told me this story. It's like the definition of quaint.
Yeah, and Montana. That's another one on my list.
My buddy Quinn, that you met, who works in Mexicali, he's from Montana. And when he showed me pictures, I'm like, God damn.
I think I said that when I met him.
My aunt moved there.
Oh, yeah.
She moved from Buffalo to Arizona to Montana.
Hey, I ain't mad at her.
And, well, because Montana has these really good, she adopted all three of her kids.
Okay.
They were all foster kids.
Yeah.
And the one is my godson.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Andy, if you're listening, keep your head up. He's in the Air Force.
Man, good kid. All
the time. He always comes
See,
out.
See, and as much as you know my disdain for the services and all of that shit, I respect the motherfuckers who do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Andy.
Yeah, Andy, what up? And but the oldest son has like a lot of mental shit, like just because he lived in a box for fucking 3 years and shit, like fucked up kind of shit.
I understand.
So the services, like what your lady does with the kids and everything, they're really good in Montana.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, like mental services.
A lot of like that part of the country, because Kansas supposedly got good shit like that. Yeah. I don't know if that's because a lot of kids get fucked up or what it is, but
or just people go there to that are better, psychologists or whatever you want to call it, But that's why they move there, and because they have like less gun laws. My uncle's like a staunch Republican, Trump supporter.
Hey, shout out to him. You gotta support somebody. I'm a God supporter. Y'all can keep that Trump shit.
Coe College decided they wanted to make their main thoroughfare.
Mm-hmm.
They were gonna rename it Marv Levy Way because he went to college there.
Very cool.
So who was the one to induct him was Freddie Jackson, who also went there. So big
Freddie Jackson, who played for the Bills.
Wow. So Fred Jackson and Marv Levy. Which
did they have a football team?
Yeah.
Coe College.
How is he going to get drafted if they didn't have a football
team? No, I'm saying like motherfucker. You know, it might have been like a one stop to the next stop, JUCO or some shit. You know.
I guess it's actually. I mean, I don't think the football team's any good.
Right.
But Marv Levy went to school there, coach there, that's where he started. Then Freddie Jackson.
Coe College. Marv Levy Way.
Like, I always liked Fred Jackson.
I always liked Marv Levy. Yeah, even when he was losing, he did it with pride.
Yeah, Marv Levy looked like he was 80 in 1991.
On NBC broadcast, and I used to be still, like, "How old is this white dude?"
He's still pushing,
and he was like, "He's a little short." Is he really short? You ever seen him in person? Because he looked like 5'5" at the most.
I mean, I never stood next to the guy.
But I mean on TV. You can't argue with me. 5'5" was giving him a few inches.
Yeah.
He looked like, I was like, he didn't play football?
Yeah, I would give him 5'7" at the most.
Damn, Marv. What position he play?
No, he didn't play coach there.
Oh, he never played at all?
No, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I didn't really research this. Oh, goddamn. I thought you... I'm sorry, goddammit. Shit. I saw the fucking thing, so I wanted to bring it up. I
thought you had the info, man.
God. So, anyways, do you remember the videos they used to, like, sell them on TV, or they'd have them on TV? They were, like, sports bloopers, and it'd just be, like, coaches being, like...
I just brought up the
age. If you don't move your...
I'll pre-rump that we have before we go on the air. I just brought up the rare era of the 80s into the 90s. That was the best times, man. Because them commercials...
It was the best
times. The commercials was good. Then when motherfuckers, you know, had the VHS, and y'all would watch that shit, and see me, I was getting high and drunk at a young age, so it was, like, hilarious shit. Running in the motherfucker on the side, like, what the fuck, man? Blah, blah,
blah, blah. But I remember in every one of those, we would rent them from Blockbuster or Movies Plus.
I'm telling you, VHS, baby.
We'd rent, we rent the VHS from Movies Plus, not Blockbuster at the time. And it would always be Marv Levy with the one, like, beep, 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 beep. They'd always, he had a filthy mouth on
it. And every VHS said, please be kind and rewind. And if you didn't, you get a little fine.
Then when I worked at Blockbuster, I remember we had the goddamn... Because when I started there, it was like the transition in DVD. Yeah. And we had like six, like, fucking rewinders.
Like every fucking VHS rental place had a rewinder? Yes, I remember that whole era.
It would look like a car.
I remember that whole era.
VHS rewinder. It looked like a fucking car.
Our number one on Friday nights was Steven Seagal movies, Van Damme movies, anything that had black actors in it, and sports shit. Oh, we just a fucking Steven Seagal, man. Steven Courtney Daddy was like a big martial arts movie person.
Luke always talks about Out for Justice.
One of the best fucking... the roster.
Who's the bad guy? Because he says he's such an underrated bad guy in terms of cinematic history.
Damn, and I do not know his name.
Tony or Tommy or something like that?
I can see his character, and I do but not he's, know his I name. But
would you agree that it's one of the most definitely. Underrated villains?
But I would also agree Steven Seagal was one of the most underrated action stars of the 80s and 90s.
That's just my personal opinion. I love this story about Steven Seagal. Who told this?
How he settled in Louisiana as the sheriff of... Kenner, Louisiana.
He had his own show.
Oh, what about that one? That's a real story.
The only other guy who was more out of shape than him and doing martial arts was that, like, that fat Chinese guy, like Kimbo Hung or something. What the fuck was that guy?
Damn, I know exactly who you're talking about. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, Sammo Hung. Yeah,
he was out of shape too.
So. And he was a big fat fucking, but he was doing all martial arts. Rob Schneider told the story on Howard the one time that he was doing a movie and Steven Seagal was in it. Mm-hmm. And he's walking by a trailer and Seagal walks out and he goes, I just read the best script ever.
Oh, shit.
And Rob Schneider's like, oh, really? Shit. Like, who's the writer? He goes, me.
And then he just Bigelow, bitch.
Then he just walked away. And Rob Schneider's like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I wonder what script that was. No, what was the one with like a train or some shit that he was on? I guess I fell behind on Steven Seagal. I don't know.
No, yeah, I stopped after a while, but after because damn, I used to have.
Isn't Out for Justice like they like fight in a pool hall?
Yes. Fucking right. That's the pool hall. Yep.
All right.
He kicking ass up and down the steps and shit.
Okay. All right. In a fight, Seagal versus Van Damme.
I would say Van Damme.
See, I was more of a Van Damme guy than a Seagal. Van Damme had just some like off the wall shit, like that double team where he like played himself and that kind of shit.
Yeah, when he was the bad guy and the good guy. Damn! Shout out to Jean-Claude. People sleep on all that shit, man. That was some global.
Well, because at that time, I mean, you got Sly and Arnold. Those are your action stars. You know,
but I was more into...
And Bruce Willis on the side.
I was more into them two than any other two.
Name another Steven Seagal movie, please. Please.
Damn, Out for Justice, always number one.
I'm telling you, there's one where he's like on a motherfucking train.
No, it's a lot.
I should just have IMDb open like the whole fucking time. That's pretty much true.
That is pretty much true.
Because every time we fucking forget.
That is true.
Everyone out there is naming 6,000 Steven Seagal
fucking films. Like, count them off and shit. Like, yeah, y'all stupid motherfuckers.
Oh, why'd I do that? Oh, hey, guys. Tomorrow, La La Land is out on DVD if you want to get it.
And tomorrow, you should actually ask yourself, please tell me why you always hating.
Why are you hiding? How do you spell? Oh, there he is. Okay. Under siege.
Under fucking siege.
That's it.
Hey, that's it. Down, mic drop. You don't need to say nothing else.
That's what I said.
Now, Van Damme, on the other hand, that was a bad motherfucker, man.
I don't know what his best film is.
I just like that they was grown-ass men, and they just became action stars, like global dominant action
stars. Yeah, like now fucking Liam Neeson. When the fuck did this guy become an action star? He looks like a professor.
After Taken, right? Wasn't Taken like his
first. I guess, but like all of a sudden it's like that. And then the one with the wolf that he has to fuck. What was that stupid movie?
Is he like classically, is he trained? I always thought he was faking. Like, you know, Seagal and them like actually did like go through the martial arts.
I don't know, like someone decided that Liam Neeson was the fucking.
He must have a good agent. Shout out to the agents. What?
Oh, God damn. The Bills lost another player. Okay.
Who did lose?
Gillisley, the running back to the Patriots. What the fuck,
Patriots,
man?
Just Patriots beat everybody take upside their head.
How did they have, I mean,
how can they get these people? That's what you should be saying. Like, how do they have room for all these fucking people?
How do they have the cash in, like, the fucking.
I check just sitting back on his yacht smoking. He's like, you know what?
Jesus.
We need a player from
they
the
just,
Bills.
They just, they're just like.
He sent a text message out like,
just fuck Robert Kraft. Fuck Robert Kraft. That's it.
I like Rob Kraft.
That's it. No,
I like that he kisses players like the mafia.
I'm sorry. Fuck Roger Goodell. That's all they get like a huge picture in their fucking locker room, which is like a dartboard or throw. It's like in Major League, it's like a thing of Roger Goodell and they pull pieces off when they win games.
And or Joe Booth sitting in his locker doing the voodoo.
Remember they peel pieces off the owner's fucking thing?
Joe Booth.
So, all right. Second shout out.
That was his best role. Don't ever forget. Y'all might know him as the All-State man, but please give that fucking dude his credit. Go back and watch
Major League.
That's a good role.
Yeah. You know, that guy's been in a ton of shit, though.
Right, but I still think Dennis Haysworth.
He's the
I still think that's his best role to me, though. Joe Boo.
Yeah.
When he's walking around with nothing on but the jockstrap thing. The cigar. Just, hey, shout out to Joe Boo.
He's got that huge, like, boa.
Yeah,
and he's doing, and then Wesley Snipes gets like a little garter snake.
Shout out to Wesley.
We talk about the. I think like every 6 months we talk about Major League.
We should.
And then I bring
how
up
about Charlie fucking Sheen and then with AIDS and everything. Still
I bring up that you used to have a snake at your old apartment.
Yeah, I did definitely. Yeah. Shout out to Million.
Well, no, you had like
I had two.
Well, if you count you yourself and Damon, you had three.
See, that's the one title I've never been given in life is a snake. So
no, I mean in your pants, dog.
So look,
I'm talking about the Alabama
Black Snake Moan.
I watched that. I watched that about a week ago. That's a fucking.
Do that
movie.
Hold up? It does.
Yeah, I don't.
I've never had to. I've never since the year came out. I've never had to. Like, oh, let me watch Black Snake Moan.
I watch. You know what I've been? I always see it on. I always want to watch it. Is Flight? I want to watch it again.
I've watched that fucking. 8 times since it came out. I have. That's a good. Oh man, he's drunk.
I know, but like
that shit just is
at, like they sound, bring in baby. John Goodman to like
the fixer, baby. The
but
fixer.
Like, is there any? The one issue I have with this is like he could have easily just got out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
But like everyone's like, well, the reason he doesn't is because he will never fix himself. Then so he just
I ain't give a fuck. I would have been with you. Put the glasses on. Take the corner and then say peace.
Yeah.
And roll the credits. And I think everybody would have been like, oh, that's cool. Like, I don't think nobody would have been like, oh, he should have went to jail.
That wouldn't even have been like a thought. Yeah, like, no. I wish they didn't do that.
So he was at that farmhouse and he was just dumping all the shit out.
Oh, dude, he was just
that shit was real. It was some real moments.
That's why when I like,
I've been through some of them.
Oh, moments. Believe me, as an alcoholic, yeah, watching that movie, like, sometimes I have to cringe. Because he's pulling them out of like the top of the fucking tank of the bathroom.
Drawers and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know you're paying, brother.
Who was the chick in the movie? Kind of becomes a love interest.
Damn, this is the worst I've been with. I usually like dead on.
Right,
and I just watched it, so.
I guess it doesn't matter, but like, yo, that stewardess who dies, who you're fucking, she was hot as hell.
She was hot. The Hispanic chick.
Oh, yeah.
Rosario Santos? No. What's her name?
Doesn't matter.
Damn.
Nobody cares. Look it up.
She's hot, though. Yeah. She is hot.
All right, the fucking took 13 minutes to get through one shout out.
Yeah, just keep it rolling sometimes.
Second shout out.
Ooh.
Is Armenian Armenian Genocide Day is today.
Rest in peace. All
if you don't know what that is,
lost
1915, before and during World War One, 1.5 million Armenians were killed by the Ottoman Empire, the Turks, and it was like brutal. You know, they didn't have them cams. They had them working, and like there's pictures of like dudes who just had like fucking bones for fingers. Mm-hmm. There was no skin left. Yep. It was fucked up. So as much shit as I give Armenians, like it's not nearly recognized like the other Holocaust,
right?
But it's just as fucking bad. So whenever you see like bro, realize their people went through some shit as well.
And don't forget about slavery.
Also, do not forget about slavery.
Thanks. But yeah, I didn't know that existed until we came here and we was at Northridge that first year.
And that's
year.
When I had it, yeah.
And I was like, wow. And then I like looked into the shit and found out what it was. Like, damn, that's fucked up.
And they have a march today. Downtown. And they go to the Turkish embassy. Not to protest, but just to like prove a point.
Now, I will say this. I remember I was living in Hollywood.
There's a ton of gold chains and like bros.
Yeah, but I was living in Hollywood and
in velour suits.
One of the speakers, like,
sorry guys, I don't
a
mean
a couple that. Years ago was the Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, and I was like, as meaningless as her life is and all of that type of shit, I was like actually glad that she participates in her, you know, her racist shit like that. That's cool.
Yeah,
because I was like, damn, she. You know, some people would probably be like, oh, you shouldn't.
I don't think the mom is Armenian. I think it was.
No, I think it was the dad. Yeah,
it was. Well,
Robert.
Yeah, OJ's lawyer, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So yeah, but I was impressive that she participates fully in the Armenian shit. So that's cool.
No, what that was? Hey, good for her.
Ex-lady, yeah, definitely. That's why I'm like shit. I was like, damn, you know, she's not one of the people who just like fuck it.
Do you know much like cologne and fucking infinity?
I'm not dissing them people. You better leave people alone. Flags flying and shit. I'm not dissing them people.
No, I mean, I think that's why it's like the streets are kind of dead today.
That's true. And they don't go to school.
No, they shut down. They shut down all the shops, everything. And I asked an Armenian guy what they do, and
that's why the post office probably was like that too. I was like,
oh, there
was nobody in the mother. Yeah,
yo, because normally it is pretty armo filled. Yeah,
yeah. He got. You can't give him a shout out and then just bring him back to armo status. You can't do that. You gotta just. We gotta just keep going.
We don't go to post office.
Gotta keep going. We gotta keep going.
You give me $5.
You been watching the playoffs?
You give me like. Whatever I want, $5.
You been watching the playoffs?
You understand, bro?
You been watching the playoffs?
Bro, you feel me, bro?
See that? How you just gained 5 Armenian followers and you lost 6 at the same time.
Like, no. Damn. I mean, hey, I'm glad.
Leave the people alone, motherfucker. You gave them that good shout out.
All right.
You been watching the playoffs?
Yeah. Ooh. I got
what's
the.
What's making sense and what's
not? I got
not?
The TNT app.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On my phone from Eric. Eric hooked it up so I can do it to the Apple TV at work.
Okay,
so
cool.
I was able to watch it. You know what the bitch of it is, though? You can't use your phone then.
Because so when your phone rings, it interrupts?
Well, if someone sends me a text, it goes up on the goddamn TV. So if someone's like, hey, fuck face, what's going on? It's going to come up on the TV.
But if you're watching it on the TV and so if it rings, it don't interrupt. It just shows like who's calling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Basically. All right. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I want to go see that.
Yeah, 1 was cool.
I'm excited. Well, homie said that it's better than the last one, which I don't.
I don't think it's too hard. That's just about to say. Too fucking hard to be Chris Pratt and in shape and
okay, Groot so
and some other shit.
All right, so you got what the fuck?
Ow!
Why does it just automatically play? Sorry, guys. I know this is just unprofessional. That's all I got to say. Bro. No, bro. Just a lot of...
You're going to burn in hell for
Jacar Noir. Kelowna.
You're going to burn in hell for that right. one. That was a special one right there.
No,
Jacar
Noir. All right, because, like I said, when I listened back, you weren't in the mood to really answer questions, but...
Which one?
The Celtics-Bulls has been a great series, but
yeah, two,
with Rondo out, it...
2-2.
And when they took...
I still think the Bulls can pull the shit off, though.
Yeah, well, did you see Rondo trying to trip the dude when he was...
No, I did not see that, no.
He, like, tripped a fucking a player.
You notice the King is at home taking naps and shit right now.
Yeah, that one's done.
He like, smoking cigars and drinking wine right now.
What do we got? Okay, Raptors, Bucks, 2-2. And I'm totally sold. I think my new favorite player in the league
Giannis.
Is Giannis.
Shout out to Giannis.
That's it.
Shout out to Giannis.
All I want to do is watch that guy fucking play. And of course, it's the only game today that's on NBA TV. Who the fuck gets that? Wizards, Hawks. See, I don't give a fuck about that series.
I would like to see the Wizards. I like John Wall.
I don't like.
And Bradley. Beal.
Yeah, okay. Who's the one who's bitching? Who's bellyaching? Millsap?
Millsap and Morrison. They've been going at it.
Oh. Right. But no, nobody saying. Cares about either of your
But team, I believe sorry. If you let John even Wall out in the first city. Round, he's going to be a dangerous one for the King.
Tonight, I think Golden State will probably close him out.
They play tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, see.
Spurs-Memphis has been a fucking pretty good series.
Kawhi Leonard is one of the best basketball players.
Yeah, but in a long time. Do you know Vince Carter again? Who we talked about episodes ago still has it.
And I believe Vince gonna play another Marcus no bullshit Hall? Another 3 years at least.
So that series is tied. Yeah. Like they're fucking giving him a run.
Right.
Like they've been close ass fucking games.
But people forget about how good Memphis. They still got the same team from last year when they went.
Mike Conley, most underrated player in the league. Mike Conley, most underrated player in the league. I would agree
with that. But he's the highest paid player in the league, too. So
good point.
His franchise ain't under fucking
technically, rating. Yes. Right. I got to say, though, these small market cities, like, it's not a small market, but it's not New York. You know what I mean?
No, you been to Memphis?
No.
Oh, my God. Memphis smaller than fucking Louis. That shit is fucking tiny.
I'm saying their fan base is fucking pretty good.
Right.
Okay.
But the place is fucking tiny.
Think about it. They got the Memphis Grizzlies right now. That are 2-2 against Spurs. They got the Predators in the second round of the NHL playoffs.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty. I bet that city's fucking pretty.
Wait, so they're the Memphis Predators?
Nashville.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right. But I mean, it's still the same state.
When the Vegas hockey team start playing?
Next year, I think. Okay, the Rockets Thunder has been disappointing.
You ready for them Las Vegas Knights? Ugh.
I won't just call them Vegas Gamblers.
That's a gangsta-ass name right there.
Right, and just make Vegas it like gamblers. Black and gold.
That's a gangsta-ass
black and gold,
name.
That's it.
The Vegas Gamblers. I bet somebody in the meeting said that and everybody knew that was the answer. It was like, well, we want to get away from the gambling aspect of it. And like,
no, that's
nah,
just,
you got to embrace that
go
shit.
With what it is, you know?
Vegas Gamblers, bitch. That'd be a hard-ass, some like some shit. That'd be some hard shit, memorabilia.
So with small cities and backing their teams, OKC, they always, you know, have a great fan base. But I don't know, man. Russell's doing everything he fucking can.
Yeah, they ain't got no team.
But like,
they ain't got no
team. I didn't realize that the Rockets have a fucking squad.
And Oklahoma don't have no fucking team.
I mean, Steven Adams.
He was on track last year to me was like good. This year he just been whatever. And his cancer last year was like the big shit.
Lastly, Clippers, Jazz. I mean, losing Blake again.
You still wishing for that shit.
Losing Blake again is just...
wishing for that shit.
I am. But you can't lose your number one scorer in the playoffs and expect to win the fucking game. Yeah, Chris Paul can take over. Yeah, Mamba Mutombo can do...
I walked in the house in the third quarter. I watched the end of that shit. I feel bad for that dude. Chris Paul is one of the best basketball players to ever fucking live.
Yeah,
that motherfucker. He puts his heart and soul into every fucking play. I'm just like, wow. I respect that dude so much, and I hate the fucking Clippers. But that motherfucker.
I remember Mike Conley in college, but I really hadn't watched him.
I wanted him to win that year when they fucking.
He's worth the money that they paid him.
Hell yeah. Because he really ain't. I mean, ain't like no.
The only other guy in the league is Russ. The MVP that I picked in the beginning of the season. Just saying. Fuck James Harden. Fuck James Harden's ass. I don't like James Harden.
Fuck all of y'all and give Kawhi the MVP.
Okay, I'll give you that.
What if he drops
40 points and they lose the game, I mean.
Right. No, he dropped 50 that other one and they lost.
Yeah.
The motherfucker had like 51 and it was like, nah, not today.
Right? He went just like lights out. He went, like, at the end of the game, I think he scored the last 19 points.
And he'd been taking some shots at the end of the game. I'm like, I feel bad.
Yeah, Russ does the same thing.
But that's why he needed KD, though. Like, as much as he don't want to admit it.
Just. So, okay, what I was texting you was what I think the NBA should do.
Right.
Okay. Is take all 32 teams.
Right.
Okay, so Lakers would be, like, 31, okay. 32.
Okay, go ahead. He had a point, but I'm gonna tell you where your point ain't valid.
Okay, but just hang on. And so it's like one side of the bracket of the NCAA, which is so popular and people love the NCAA. It's like basically a one game play-in.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Lakers would have been playing against the who the fuck was the best team? Golden State.
The best, yeah, overall the best. Yeah.
So the Lakers been playing Golden State, no conferences, just every team is put into a pool of 32.
Yeah.
One game, Okay, move on to the next round. One game. Now you have your 7-game series.
That's not going
to
happen.
Now, and you'd have 3 7-game series.
What Adam Silver said he is considering is mixing and matching the best. Like, it is set up now, but no conferences.
Which I think they should do.
Well,
but I'm saying, why
he'll never let it get that close to being NCAA.
Why is March Madness so successful?
Because it's one and done.
Anybody can win, though. Right. So let's say the Lakers really had a good game and they beat up the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
The Warriors are out and the Lakers move on.
But you lose so much money, you can't lose that damn money.
You would have the exact number of series. No, look at it.
They have no interest in you and your Lakers, because I love my Lakers, but the Lakers pull this Golden State off, then the next week they get blown the fuck out by some team, and they like, why the fuck did we come up with this bullshit ass playoff system? No, what you're saying is, it's respectful. It's just not, he wouldn't do that shit. But I do
believe.
I'm
just saying, okay, the first.
You gotta think about this. His first step should be going back to the 5-game first round series. Simple and plain. When the Bulls, Pistons, everybody was great in the fucking 5-game first round series, you had to win. Fuck all of this. A week, 7 games. This shit too long. This shit is like it's dragging out. Like,
and I remember back to back games.
I want to see that gangster shit where motherfucking 3 games, you out of this bitch. Like, go home. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. But that 7-game shit for every, they just milking
for the first round is just stupid. Man, yo, baseball, they only do fucking, was it 3? Is it best of 3 in the first round? I want to say.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
See, and I look at how exciting baseball got when they added an extra team to the playoff. And it's a 1-game playoff. That's very exciting.
That is true. Yeah.
Okay. To watch that. It's like you're one and done.
That is true. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not saying to add that to the NBA, but like something has happened because it just, the playoffs feel like a whole other fucking season.
Man, so long. I was
like hockey. Hockey playoffs are like a fucking.
They was like they're announcing the fucking MVP.
The 26th.
I was like,
of June. June.
My fucking birthday. I was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I was like. That's 2 months after the season is over. I thought I wasn't making that up. I was like, did they say June fucking 26th? I was like, okay, maybe they wanted to say May 26th. And they had a commercial like the Players Awards, June 20th. I was like, what the fuck?
When the so the finals will happen.
Both of the MVPs will be out by then. I'm like, what the fuck?
So the playoffs are going to last 2 months.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That shit is. You're right. But and after that 5-game shit, it was so like people play harder and shit. That's 7-game shit. I don't know what this is.
Here's the thing. Like you said, losing the sponsors for 2 games is billions of dollars.
Man, they sold about that money, man.
That's it. They don't give a fuck about what the fan wants. They only care about making that money. Yeah. That's making that it.
Paper.
You know,
making that paper.
Even if Silver came up with it or somebody came up with it, the owners are just, no, we want 7 games. We want the concession stands.
It's a better chance. No, it ain't no better chance.
We want concessions. We want shirts sold. We want all this shit. Yeah. So, I don't know.
But I do respect. I like how Cleveland, the best team in the East, and the Warriors setting the precedence for like, okay, y'all gonna make us play 7. Let's just go out here and wipe this shit out real quick. Because the Trailblazers could have won that last game, and Steph and them stepped up and took care of that shit. So,
I kind of thought they were going to, but
I like Lou McCollum.
I was looking up ways to get sponsors for our podcast, like legit ones, because. When you listen to all the, like, it doesn't, you know, it could be JoJo and the Fart Man have a fucking podcast about movies. They got, like, oh, follow us on our Amazon link or, you know, MeUndies, you know.
JoJo and the Fart Man.
Whoever it is.
MeUndies.
Yeah, they, I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm looking this shit up. Okay, check this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
How many listens would we need to make $25?
Okay.
I'm asking.
Being ridiculous, 20,000.
Okay, well, yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. 1,000.
Okay.
So 1,000 people would have to listen to the podcast for us to make $25. I don't know that fucking 25 people listen to the podcast, let alone 1,000. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Gotcha. So like, so I start to look this shit up, and like, there's no way. I mean, you could do the Amazon, like, click on lookgoodradio.com. And there's the Amazon link, and you buy. And
you buy it through the Amazon.
You could buy it, yeah. Like you go on our website. There's an Amazon. So there's not right now. I was trying to figure out how to get one.
Right, but you buy it and download it. Is what you're saying, basically.
You know, you just like you go on Look Good Radio.
Yeah.
And right here it says Amazon. You click on it. You put in all your shit. You order, and then we get a cut of it. But like by cut, it's like fucking minimal. You know, but I buy.
But they have to pay, or they just click it.
No, you just click it.
Oh, okay.
That's it. And then it goes to the normal Amazon.
I see what you're saying.
But the thing is, like, it would go through. What the is it? Is the fridge running? You better stop it. Anyway, but I'm like, God, I'm like, holy shit. So I just was scrolling through like different articles, and basically what they said was,
what the fuck is that?
That's gotta be the fridge, right?
That shit ain't never did that since we've been doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I can really hear it. But, the best way to do it is like if Joe's Tire is down the street.
Joe's?
You know, they give you $100 to shout them out.
Joe's!
That's like the only tires. Way. You know, that's like the way to make money.
Joe's Tires.
Like a homeboy who does the t-shirts or whatever. If we were to... Or what's your boy's name? Chopper?
Shout out to... My boy back, too. Shout out to Chopper. I just talked to Chopper earlier today. If y'all need personal training, get at my boy Chopper. Chopper Fitness. Trans Fitness.
See? That's what I'm saying. Now he's right, technically a sponsor. I mean, he's not going to give us any money, but I'm saying he can train us.
I see where you're going, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. So, what do you want to look at my resume? Go ahead, bud. What do you think? That looks pretty professional, doesn't it? That's the final right there. Look at my name, Pops. I got the fucking outline there.
You are a communication specialist.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm a specialist at the booty.
Experience with high-end liquor and craft beers.
You like that?
I like that. Mm-hmm. It's all kind of my phone in person. At least you ain't lying about nothing. I'll give you that one.
No, I don't lie. He ain't lying.
Damn, you had a staff of 30 to 50 employees.
Sure did.
On any given night. All right,
who the fuck, what is this, fucking resume reading any podcast? Any given Sunday,
gunplay is optional.
That sucked. So, when I decide on Friday, we were like, we're just gonna stay in. We're just like, let's find something to watch on TV. And what the fuck was on?
Vivica A. Fox's strippers and dicks hanging.
Oh, Mr. Pickles. A History of Violence was
that on. Was a good movie. Like that.
And like as soon as I start watching, I'm like, fuck. Like it was like halfway through. As soon as I start watching, I'm like, fuck. I want to watch this movie now. Like, it's just awesome.
Oh, you was watching it. It had already started. Okay.
And then in my head, I went through to see if it was on, like, the Amazon. Repeat,
right. Mr. Pickle style.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck that means. But I went through to see if it was on Amazon, but you had to rent it. But then it was, like, movies like this in The Town and Gran Torino came up. And I'm like, motherfucker. I want to watch both of those.
So what you watch?
She's like, well, let's watch The Town. She likes Ben Affleck. Okay? You know, she's a woman. I try to explain to her why he's not a great actor, but... A good director. But The Town, she decides on The Town. I'm like, fuck, I want to watch Gran Torino.
How many times
he says gook in that movie?
How many times you have seen The Town?
That was probably my third time. That's it.
How many times you seen Gran Torino?
Once.
Shout out to Clint.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Oh, white bastard.
How many times you seen...
I've seen Gran Torino maybe like two or three times. I've seen The Town about five fucking times.
All right.
It's one of the movies that just used to always be on, like early in the morning. Be like, oh, shit, The Town.
I love how they always had different masks on.
All right.
I do have one issue with The Town, you know, 8 years after the fucking movie came out.
Okay. Before Ben Affleck was in rehab.
Correct.
Okay.
So... Like, they have a character, the female, who basically gives them up.
Right.
Okay? And, like, you don't know if it's his kid or not. He tells Jeremy Renner that it's not his kid, but right. They never really hit on any of that. And so you're like, where the fuck did this come from? It just felt very contrived and, like, thrown in. You know, we need someone to talk to the guy from Mad Men about these people, you know?
Mad Men was a good fucking show.
That guy seems like a penis in person.
You met him in person?
No, he just seems like it. Maybe it's just
these. Mad Men was a good show.
Maybe he's just a good actor.
Shout out to Don Draper and his bitch.
John Hamm?
John Hamm and his bitch.
You think he's. He's packing.
You got to go ham.
He's packing some ham, son.
I don't know. Ham hocks.
Huh? The day before we went. So, 420.
Which I was eating for the movie night.
We had Hugo's Tacos.
Hugo's got some good fucking.
They got some fucking.
No, who else got good? Cactus Taqueria. Shout out to them.
Oh, yeah. On Woodman. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then one right here on.
They got like four of them now.
They got like a bunch of them, yeah. They got some good fucking.
I just had
ceviche. Good ceviche.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you like that shit because that's seafood. 420 was last week, Thursday. And everybody, they're like, I did 420, not smoke any weed. 420. And I'm like, do you retards realize that's the police code for fucking having marijuana on you? It's not the time, it's not the date. But like, for some, every fucking weed store,
you fucking retards,
every weed store has a line around the block. And I'm like, if, whatever.
420 so every
I,
and day,
I go down, I'm down in Culver City. Mm-hmm. Then I think the entire city smelled like a fucking bong rip.
Yeah, I believe.
And I had got tickets for the Comedy Central stage.
Okay.
Which anybody out here, I'd recommend. They have free shows all the time. One of my regulars, he comes in and he did sort of like a storytelling mm-hmm. thing. There was like six people on the bill, and they're all like comedians or things of that nature. And he's like, "Hey, do you want to?" Because he had told me
this is what I saw.
Like he's like, he kind of
came in the store that day.
He sort of he looks like Dan, but with red hair.
Yes, he came and he kept telling you, "Thank you," even if you don't make it. It's
yes, fine. Yeah, that guy. His name's Keith. And shout out to him. So the story he tells is about KFC, and it's a 30-second story.
Okay.
But so he drags it out for 11 minutes with like funny bits and media and stuff like that, and it really worked.
Okay.
And he was like, he was right in the middle. The first one was kind of like, there was like a lady who did a guitar thing. It was okay. Then they had the two to close it. Everything was like kind of like fun. It wasn't open mic. It wasn't really comics. It was more stories. So it was kind of interesting. Not the podcast, more stories, but there was more stories. And
what?
I know, I'm fucking all over the place. So the last two are about fucking people, like their parents dying, and I'm like. Oh. This shit ain't funny. Man, like, ain't funny. I'm not. Nowhere on it did it say comedy show.
Right. Nowhere on it did it say this shit gonna be funny.
No, yeah, no, like, nothing did. Man, but it's called the Comedy Central stage.
It was on 420?
Yeah.
Keith, you can't be doing the depressing shit on 420.
No, Keith didn't do it. It was some lady.
Oh, but he authorized it. Like, come on.
No, he didn't. No. He was just one of the guys.
Oh, okay.
It was a different lady who he explained the entire thing later on. It was fun, though. I would say if you guys are out here, check that out. It's right by the Acme Theater, and it was definitely a fun time for a free show. I can't bitch about it. And they filmed. They had it was like a 4-camera shoot, and I guess Comedy Central. So they got you
clapping, giving a fake ass smile.
Yeah. And then I like pushed V-Ron's head down.
Oh, sorry.
No, I didn't.
Disrespectful.
So we get home, and I had the weed pen.
Now you're trying to get some pussy. That's so the now, story. The story go from 420 to comedy.
No,
to
no.
Now we, I'm about to get some sexual assault.
No. We had fucked the night before. So like, I know she's not like a two day in a row kind of gal.
Why are you gonna play that woman like that? That woman probably got all the sex drive in the world. She like does. You, motherfucker. You your dick ain't.
Yeah, ready for no. I need that rhino. That's what I got to get.
Hologram dick, you heard?
I got 7 days of hardness out that rhino. Dick. That rhino. So what?
Y'all don't know what that rhino is? Go to your neighborhood liquor store and get that white rhino.
Remember white rhino? It used to be a strain of weed.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So we smoked out of the pen.
Oh.
And she puts on Fast Times and she never saw it.
Yeah.
And I'm
never?
Never. And I'm like, how the fuck you live in you grow up in LA and you never saw fucking Fast Times? I'm like, pointing out shit like, oh, damn, that's
right.
The guy.
Right, you drive right past everything.
I'm like, look, that's Van Nuys. Sean Penn is so fucking funny in that movie.
Sean Penn is fucking great in that movie. Was great.
Mr. Han, if it's my time and your time, shouldn't it be all of our time? I fucked it up, but
he's
fucking
great now.
I should make that the intro. And he orders a fucking pizza.
He's fucking great. And the mall's great. Everything about that movie is fucking great. It's just,
you know who I love in that movie? Out of nowhere is the science teacher who takes him. He's just so deadpanned, and he takes him. He's like, "Well, okay, see, this is a heart, okay." And he has like that super like later on you find
so y'all
out
didn't
he
have
has,
weed, he has y'all didn't like have a, weed sex. Is that what you did? You
she passed out. And so then, but she had it on.
So I was drinking too.
So now I wanted to. No, because there was no.
Oh, man. Come on, viewer. What's up with you?
Oh, we ate at Arby's too. Fuck yeah.
What you ate at Arby's?
Like, I'm like, if we're going to Hollywood, we got to stop at fucking Arby's. That, the fucking beef and cheddar, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about.
He definitely
about.
Is a Pollock to the heart.
I wanted Arby's. How long have I talked about Arby's? And I'm like, if Pollock. We're going to Hollywood, we're getting
Pollock
fucking Arby's.
Pollock to the heart, right there.
It's not like they had polar sauce. I had fucking beef
Pollock
and cheddar.
To the heart. Beef and cheddar. Arby's.
Hollywood. What would you Boulevard. Get at Arby's? Like a chicken sandwich?
No, I had the last time I had like turkey.
That was pretty good. I had that before. I had that shit. That's pretty good. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Now that spot right next to Arby's. If you walk out of Arby's, it's right on the corner right there. It's like a bar restaurant. Oh, they got some good food. It's right there. I don't know what the name.
Oh, is okay. Right. Yeah, I did see that place.
It's fucking good. You should have took your woman there.
Did you live right there?
Yes, down Hollywood and Vine.
How much further down is Arby's from that?
Half a mile.
Could you walk?
I mean, you could. Yeah, half a mile.
No doubt. Okay. No, well, there goes that. Okay, and then we also. I've been watching a lot of shit. I've been spending more time with her, and she likes to watch TV. Well, or me, if I'm by myself, I just fucking take a walk or sit outside.
Oh.
We watched that John Singleton thing on the Smithsonian Channel.
Yeah.
But, I forgot. I thought it was called 25 Years Ago, but I think there's a. It's just called the LA Riots.
Yeah. It was good.
Did you watch it?
No.
But
I've seen all the commercials for the
movie. It's good. I know you're a Singleton guy. That's why I brought this up.
Yeah. But he's only the producer, right? He didn't direct it.
I don't know. No, he's in it, too.
Right, but I know. But I thought he was like the producer or something.
Well, I don't, number one, know what the fuck the Smithsonian Channel is. Okay? That first off. Second off, no, it was very well done. Because obviously we weren't out here when that happened. So to see, they really pinpoint it, from... No, I'm saying, from this moment to the jump, to the aftermath. Mm-hmm. Okay? What are you going to call a record label? Aftermath. So...
Aftermath? Should have said, what? Man, get your whack ass out of here.
So...
And it's the role, motherfucker.
I'm still doggy styling on Death Row.
Still doggy styling.
But, It was good. It seemed okay. How do I put this without? Oh boy!
Reginald Denny got his ass whipped, and a lot of black people got abused. Just leave it alone. I don't. It's just that. It's just.
But if you know
what happened with the riots, let me sum it up for y'all. You know what happened with the riots? It was bad. Black people fucked up their own shit. They fucked up the Korean people's shit. We gonna leave it.
Are you gonna watch it?
Ain't nothing.
Are you gonna watch it?
I will, and I'll give you my.
Okay, because I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
Yeah, but it is what it is, and I remember. Maybe my aunt's calling me. My aunt, I live with him. Watts. Shout out to my auntie Trisha.
Fuck,
I remember them calling me while they were looting shit, telling us the shit that they had got in the loots and shit, like TVs and all kind of shit. And they wasn't no bad people. It was just open fucking season.
Why not?
That's what it was. I mean, no bad at all. It was just.
I remember. I mean, like I said, I remember after Katrina, I saw a dude just walking down the street with a fucking flat screen.
Right. So it was just open season, man. So I'll let you know when I watch.
Hey, I don't think it moved into the valley. I mean, it was just there. But no, it was.
They had the police set up in Beverly Hills, so they wouldn't get none of that.
They really come down hard on this one guy when you watch it. Yeah, I don't know if he was the police commissioner who they had.
Oh, the white dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was a racist motherfucker. That
they,
was the motherfucker
they had
planting dope on everybody and all that.
No, the main, okay, we got to get out.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. They knew they had to get out. Right. Which I'm like, yeah, get the fuck out. You know, you're gonna get fucking killed. Get out. You know, get tactical.
The one who didn't come out of his house the first. I know who you're talking about. Yes. Yeah. Because
I've
been knowing that story for a long time.
Okay, where do they set up camp? Van Nuys.
Yeah.
The Van Nuys police house
in the fucking valley.
At Van Nuys. What the fuck are they going to do for Van Nuys when this shit's going down in South Central?
The thing
Central?
About him not coming out of his house, that was always the key.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Watch it, and then I want you to report on it.
I will, definitely.
And like I said, your boy Singleton is all about it, so.
Oh, because he L.A. to the core. South Central L.A. Leimert Park. Shout out to John.
Ooh.
Shout out to John.
Shout out to Lil Terrio.
Ooh!
Ooh, I just blew that up.
These drinks are good.
Yeah? Well, out of the three, what's your favorite so far?
Shit. Ain't no favorite. It is what it is,
girl. Alright, Critter's taking his first pick. First piss. God, what is wrong with me? I think I brought this up on Looking Good Radio, and I'm not 100% sure if I did or I didn't. Alright, plus, hey, he just told me his birthday, and I wasn't going to ask him because I totally forgot. So I wrote it down. Alright, June 26th. You guys want to send gifts? Send him to my house. I'll give it to him, okay? Even though he doesn't do holidays or celebrations or anything fun. All right, cool. Yeah, I don't know. I do a weird thing. Well, lately I've been getting up at fucking during the night to take a piss. I hope this is not a reoccurring thing because you always see those commercials for, all kinds of pills you could take so you don't piss during the night. But I've been getting up early to take a piss and then trying to fall back asleep. I don't like it. I didn't want to just get my 8 hours of REM sleep and get up. No need for pisses in between. Give me a catheter. No, actually don't. I do not want anything in my pee hole. Like my dad just said, he had a kidney stone and they had to do all kinds of shit like that. Eesh. I don't want that at all. I want to know if you think this is odd. Because you had just taken a piss like a proper gentleman.
Yep.
I take my nuts out when I piss. Is that weird?
I know other people who say they do that. I don't think it's weird. I don't take my nuts out when I piss, but I know other
I take everything out. I don't just take out.
I get naked when I shit, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to judge another man for taking his balls out when he pissed?
Good point. But it's, why would I take my balls out? I don't understand. Because say I got on a pair of basketball shorts,
mm-hmm.
and I go, you just pull them down.
Right.
Like the balls and
usually their balls.
Your balls would push your cock up. It would actually just make more sense to take your cock out. Why would I take my balls out? But I don't know if I'm just trying to air the boys out or what.
That's a good thought. I don't
understand. But you've heard someone say cock and their balls out?
Cock and balls.
All right. You do get butt naked when you shit. I like that. You got a floor butt naked.
Gotta be comfortable, babe.
All right. So
smoking that butt naked.
I don't know why I have this one written down. When you... that's one to save for whenever.
Oh!
Oh-wee! Go, hit me. You know what time it is.
This is the most gangster shit of the week. Yo. Most gangster shit of this week. We've been on a positive note. Now you can take it how you want. It's neutral. I think it's negative. It's all kind of shit. Most gang shit this week is Aaron Hernandez fucking hanging himself in jail. Mm-hmm. That's some other shit. Find out he got a prison lover, some 22-year-old boy. They put his name out there. They did some pictures. He got tattoos in his face and shit.
You fucking this guy?
I'm going to get on my theme. This is my theme. Everybody won't be a gangster till they got to go to jail. Because when you go to jail, that's when you start having to suck dicks.
The booty house.
You're having to start getting your asshole lubricated. You're getting gangbanged, all kind of shit. But you're like,
Wonder Bread bag with the olive oil treatment.
And they show this dude, and he got all these tats on his neck and all this other shit. And this is supposed to be his prison boyfriend. And he wrote him a letter and all this other shit. Man, so I'm just going to tell y'all like this. That's the most gangster shit. I ain't saying it's good. I ain't saying it's just... He hung himself.
I heard he wrote Bible verses on his
and
forehead.
And Illuminati on the wall and all. Drew a pyramid. I mean, it's some deep shit going on. But they also say he smoked some synthetic weed.
The ooey.
Which I'm going to tell you about the ooey. My cousin, I ain't
going to say his name. We'll go back to, let's finish Aaron Hernandez.
Well, that's it. He finished.
Aaron Hernandez, killed a bunch of people. Right. But then he got.
And also was going to be a Hall of Fame tight end. Let's not forget that. He was definitely on track to be a Hall of Fame tight end in the NFL.
Now he's a dead end.
Not like he was okay. No, he was on track to be a fucking Hall of Fame tight end in the NFL. So
you don't have, besides Tony Gonzalez, you don't have a ton of Hispanic tight ends that are that good with that caliber of quarterback of Tom Brady.
And he was the first player, the Patriots I ever saw with tattoos, and Belichick was like, I'm just going to let this one
do University of Florida.
And he murdered somebody when he was at Florida, all kind of shit, and came out, and it's just like, so if you don't know him,
he just wanted
look his story up. It's a sad, tragic story.
He didn't care that he got paid. He kept gangbanging.
His dad died, and that's what everybody said. It was the moment where he just lost it, because he was in the 11th grade. He was getting recruited by a couple schools and all this other shit. Then by 12th grade, he was the number one tight end in high school, and his dad passed, and he lost it. He was just like,
was he from Florida?
No, Connecticut. ESPN.
Oh, Jesus,
the home of fucking ESPN.
Anyway, but he got off of one of the murder,
and he was appealing the life sentence, but he wasn't. I don't think he was gonna get off the life sentence. That's what people say. Oh, he had a chance. No, he really didn't have a fucking chance.
He hung himself.
And a best friend who he shot in the face one night because he didn't agree with something he said was the person who was testifying against him. So, just a tragic ending. Like, you left a kid behind and all kinds of stuff.
I mean, no, what it is. July 14th, they're gonna have the 30 for 30 Aaron Hernandez dead end.
I mean, I'll give it a year, probably, because they got to use a little bit. Especially with all this shit coming out. We had a boy. He left three notes. He left one note for his fiance, his daughter, and the fucking jailhouse lover.
Then they're saying that maybe, it was, an inside job.
Saying that the agent's saying he would never do this. But then with that, this shit is real. He took his own blood and wrote, Illuminati on the wall drew a seeing eye in a pyramid and had John whatever verse on his forehead written in pen, and also opened the Bible was open to that verse. And I'm like, that's not just the synthetic marijuana. That's some shit you have to like think out.
Do you get synthetic ooey in prison?
Yeah. And they shooting rap videos in prison. They got bitches coming out of prison.
Okay, let's get to this. What in the fuck is synthetic marijuana?
Some chemical. My cousin. Shout out to my cousin. Okay. I don't say his name. But I was out here on the grind real heavy. And my mom called me and was like real emotional. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, oh, such and such. In the hospital. I'm like, what the fuck in the hospital? So he smoked this shit. He smoked this shit the first time. And he was with his sister's
I think you can boyfriend. Buy this shit yeah, from like smoke
no,
shop.
You can.
Not even a weed store. Yeah, I don't a
think
smoke
so.
Shop.
No, yeah, I think so. But in Louisiana, it's banned now. It's like you can't buy
it. It's banned in 48 states. But they were
selling it in the weed shops. So he smoked the shit and basically No.
I'm sorry. They weren't selling it in weed shops.
No, in smoke shops. Smoke like, shop. Yeah, cigars. Yeah. But what I'm saying is he smoked the shit with this dude and basically like flipped the fuck out. The dude didn't know what to do, so he thought he was like dying. He got a seizure and some other shit, so he called 911 and like he was in there fighting for his life from smoking fucking synthetic marijuana, also known as mojo, also known as...
I wonder if the high is different than why not just
it's chemicals. Just why are you smoking yourself? Some? Why are you smoke? It's like crack. What?
Just smoke
do you realize
weed.
What crack is? Crack is fucking you mixing cocaine with fucking chemicals, ammonia, all
baking
kind.
Soda. Yeah,
you don't need all that shit, man. And that's what. Then he did it again and almost died. It was just like, are you fucking stupid? So
why don't you smoke yourself some weed, dog?
But at that time he was underage, so he was like sneaking because he could get that. He could like get it easily.
Oh,
so he was like,
why? I thought you said you can get weed pretty easily in Louisiana.
I was getting weed when I was 10. Everybody
okay, that's what I'm saying. So he could just go get some fucking weed. Have life, fucking a glass of Hennessy.
Everybody life different, man. Right. I told you, everybody ain't gangsters. You got to realize that, too. Everybody ain't grew up like me and all this other shit. So, but what I'm saying is, I ain't never gonna smoke no synthetic. What the fuck? Synthetic weed? Yeah, let me try that. No, man. Get the fuck out of here. But he almost died off of that shit. And,
all right. So let's say I had a liquid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, this is
synthetic. It sounds like angel dust, crack, and heroin mixed. That's what it sounds like.
And I'm like, this is synthetic beer. No. But it makes you high and shit.
That's stupid. Fuck, I need synthetic beer. Beer already got enough bullshit in it. And as much as I love it and love the taste, we ain't just drinking barleys and hops, motherfucker. We know that. You know, they sprinkling some little shit here and there. But we drink good beer. So, you know, we get less of the bullshit.
All right. So, since the name of the show is Liquor License.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a rundown of the beverages here.
Shark Bite, it wasn't pleasant to drink at all. It was the most potent, had the most kick, but it wasn't pleasant. I wouldn't order another one. I would take that one.
Gotcha. Why do you think
Stone
I left it?
Ripper, I could drink a few of those.
Yeah, that was good.
Blue Moon, I could drink all fucking day.
Yeah, but I don't think the Blue Moon is the Belgian white.
I could drink all
See,
day.
See, I'm have those.
But that Shark Bite shit, if you want to get fucked up, you about to get some pussy, you drink one of them, you good. Dick hard, you rocking. But that's not something you like, oh, we're going to keep drinking all day. Nah.
You take a shark bite and a rhino pill.
You take a shark bite, hit a joint, you going to fucking beats on that hoe.
Man, I haven't smoked a joint in a while. See what I'm saying? Two of them. There's two joints sitting at Veronica's house that we just don't ever smoke. And an
Why?
Edible. And an
Why
edible,
smoke?
Too.
Fuck the edible. I don't get down.
I don't know. They're there like because a roommate smokes a lot, so like...
She smoked?
Like once in a while.
Hit the joint. Stop playing. Y'all fucking once a week. You need to hit
the joint.
A week or something.
I feel you. But that's so, that's that ooey. Just chemicals that is supposed to get you high.
Man, yeah. Don't fuck with that synthetic shit. Please.
P-Dogs.
Yeah, you might as well smoke crack. You might as well. Fuck.
Well, I thought P-Dogs was fucking angel dust.
No, P-Dog is crack and fucking weed.
Yuck.
Or coke and weed. What some people call, yeah. But no, fuck all that.
I didn't really like it dirty.
Nah, not me.
But
I don't
naked.
Like it wet or dirty. I'm cool. Right. I don't want it lubricated. I don't want none of that shit. I'll take my shit to the head. Give me some green and some fucking uncut liquor.
Do you know? Okay. This is
mojo. No, man.
That's what they call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's so fucking stupid. I love that motherfucker to death, but he the stupidest.
Why does Rapport call it ooh-wee? Nobody calls it ooh-wee?
No, they call weed ooh-wee. People call weed ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Throw it in there.
Oh wait. Right,
but the on the smoke shop topic.
Yeah.
We used to have places very weird in Buffalo, because it's not the same kind of culture that you grew up with or that's out here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I don't you know, it's like bars and fucking pizza places and shit like that. You know, mm-hmm. But there's at the mall there's a place called New Age Creations.
Okay.
All right, and they like all they sold was like Grateful Dead tie dye shirts. And like fucking
almost hemp, like a Hot Topic
hemp
type
necklace.
Shit,
no. But like more hip, like
root
if weed was legal, it would be sold there, kind of thing. Okay, you know, okay. They'd sell pipes.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, like I said, hemp.
Yeah,
like puka shells.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay,
pack of sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got pack of sex.
Yep. I just you hear that, Buffalo?
Yeah.
But
white guy here.
I went through a phase where I was buying like fucking tie-dye shirts and wearing sandals and fucking cargo shorts. And
I'm mad at
you. I was like, you going to your cousin's party and how when you're 12 or whatever.
Hey, when she made me wear that fucking Hawaiian shirt, shout out to my mama and them sandals. I was like, man, I ain't never wearing this shit again, I promise you. She was so mad.
I'm just saying,
like, you gonna wear this shit. I was like, ma, I got you. This time I'm gonna do it. I promise. I'm gonna wear it. But after this, I ain't fucking with you.
I thought that New Age Creations was like a national chain.
Nah, I never.
But it was only in Buffalo, I guess. There was another one called Decades. Yeah. That was just kind of like that's where you go to buy a bong and shit like that for.
Pass the bong.
For like smoking, you know.
People, for smoking,
you'd get it at, like for smoking tobacco. Oh. You'd buy a bong.
Oh.
You go to Decades, or you'd go to the flea market. They had like a bunch of like little pipe shops.
For smoking.
I had like how many glass pipes, man?
Oh, I had.
I used to go through those. Holy shit!
We took a cruise to Jamaica. I was in the 8th grade.
Yeah, man, but beach.
I bought my first nice glass pipe. I was like, yeah. I took that shit back to Louisiana with me.
Yeah. How much was it?
I've been getting high for a long time. Probably like $1.
Oh.
But it was beautiful. It was like this ivory. I was like, this is a nice pipe.
Yeah, New Age Creations. Guys, if you don't know, I don't even know if it still exists.
You're getting a B-low, I know you.
But it was, you know, like I said, is it Decades now were the only two. Yeah. But what it was every store on Venice Beach in Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
So I get a feeling.
That makes sense.
I always, now that I like live out here, I got a feeling a lot of the time now that go back home and I see different places and think about things. Like somebody lived out here from Buffalo, yeah. Went to Buffalo because the dude from Canisius, he moved out here for 5 years. Yeah. I think he was trying to do entertainment type shit. Saw how popular the food truck thing was. There's no food trucks in Buffalo. He goes
and that's
back,
in Louisiana a lot too.
And now he's got.
I used to live in L.A. And you'd be like, oh, they took what they saw here and ran with it, and that makes sense.
Well, yep.
Yeah. That's a good business.
And like, he has like 17 food trucks now. So yeah. I'm telling you, just someone who saw like one of those shops on Venice Beach, and they're like, that we can sell fucking sage.
That shit makes sense. Nag Champ of incense and shit. Like, yeah.
I always dug the Grateful Dead like logo and the whole idea, but I don't like any of their music. Maybe one. I know you probably don't. If you heard a song, you probably know it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But they had at MTV, they had a video, and it's all them, but they're all skeletons, like playing, and like it was all puppets and shit playing the instruments. It was early MTV.
Okay,
that's one of their songs. If you remember that video,
no. Shout out to Bill Walton. He loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he got a tattoo or no? That's Luke. Luke's got the tattoo of the Grateful Dead bear.
Yep.
All right. Well, New Age Creations. Okay.
Hopefully, y'all still open.
Armenians.
Oh shit. Genocide. Please leave them people alone.
Bro, please. Bro.
He'd be the first one walking around with velour.
I'm polishing my necklace right now.
With velour outfit and a wife beater.
Bro, stop. It's genocide.
With a velour outfit and a wife beater tucked in.
I'm terrible. That's awful.
You are. On the day you give him a shout out, I'm like, who does that? I'm going to give you a shout out and fucking spit in your face.
I am a scumbag, dude.
Hey.
See, I'm the kind, you know what? You know who I am? This is the way that the world works.
Oh shit! White man speaking. Listen,
sir.
Listen,
sir.
White people.
Sir.
White man
sir.
Is speaking.
Sir, you can speak when spoken to. Okay. Just hang on a second.
Or they muzzle me. Put a fucking muzzle on me. Shit.
Is that whatever connection we all have as human beings and all this. I don't want to Joe Rogan you.
Oh, but, shit.
Oh, tell him.
Meaningful shit.
Oh, wait. But like, I do something nice and then I say something stupid.
You do? Why? Why? You fucking like a fucking
I don't know.
Boomerang of asshole tippity. You a fucking asshole.
I don't know. Like,
and you be so genuinely. I'm gonna tell y'all something. While we were at previous to this, he told me he was gonna mention this. So his intentions are very good. We got out of the car. I said something about it. He was like, I'm gonna mention that. So like all day, it's all positive. I'm gonna mention that.
Fucked it up,
and when you say it, I'm like, how do you shit on it when you was like the most? You brought shit, this shit up. I didn't say, oh, let's do the Armenian genocide today. Like, so he been thinking about this. Like, yeah, I'm gonna give a shout out to Armenians.
Go to March.
That's just sad, man.
Man,
that's
I give you $6. Don't worry, you know. See, I get chips. I get soda.
You never did Armenian woman. You'd never succeed.
Okay, because they're fucking pigs once they hit 35. That's the problem. Okay, I'm telling you. Name it, like,
the views expressed on Legalize are solely of the white man, not the other brother man.
There's some super fucking hot Armenians, but
I'm not getting into none of this shit. That motherfucker wrong. I support all the human race.
You're fucking Armenian?
We won race, yes. We won our.
You did really?
We won race out here, y'all. So don't let the white man distract
you. Oh, is it that chick with the dyed blonde hair?
No.
Okay. All
right. Did she have nice tits? We are one race, y'all. Don't listen to the white man. The same person will give you some fucking props. Be the same person sneaking yourself.
She have nice tits, though?
Like Aaron Hernandez from your cell. Boom. Illuminati.
She have nice tits?
Rest in peace, Don Illuminati. I'm out.
Did you have nice tits?
Machiavelli, the 7-day theory.
All right, well, hey. I will not tell the Armenian people.
Please don't. God damn. That would just fucking take the cake, right? No, man. Okay, I'm out. Look, I'm going to let him finish by himself. I'm out. I'm going to get a fucking beer. All
right,
Belgian White Blue Moon. That's my drink.
All right,
drink
go. Before go. I on, leave. Go on.
So whatever you say, remember, I ain't had shit to do with this.
All right. Well, I think that, you know, career can fuck his face.
Without cops harassing, imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters, more conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and time. The way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, lost tribe of Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. I civilized every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta, Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse fiends to willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all to the sun.
the story, how the thugs live in worry. Ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight. Trying to get laced, flip the ace, stack the safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cocked hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich. Still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I'd free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I ruled the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I'd free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I ruled the world,
still living for today.